The challenge, says Dave McClure, Associate Administrator for the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies at the General Services Administration, is to push the boundaries of what federal web managers can learn about the people who use their websites. And to that end, he says there are talks underway to overcome the limits on web analytics imposed by the Paperwork Reduction Act.
Just started. There's a dialogue with OMB and the agencies on what could be done to revise the policies regarding PRA, where you're collecting feedback, either online, paper, mail, whatever, from citizens about their experience. Those have to go through, in most cases, a clearance process in which they're vetted through OMB, and there's a burden reduction test that's used on whether you clearly know what you're doing with it and whether what you're going to do with it and what's the value proposition. And as I said, it's a very frustrating experience in today's world where you want instantaneous feedback on websites.
McClure says that even as the discussion between OMB and federal agency web managers is underway, it's nonetheless hard for those web managers to also watch private sector counterparts readily use web analytical tools to further refine the user experience. And he told the 4C Results Digital Citizen Satisfaction Summit the goal is to speed that process.
As of today, there is a process underway to actually create a fast-track clearance process for many types of the information, voluntary information that we collect to get citizen feedback on online experiences. And we're talking about those fast-track clearances occurring in single-digit days, not in months.
McClure used his keynote speech to the 4C Results Summit to recap ways in which the GSA under the Obama administration has tried to lead the way in new innovative uses of web technology and social media within the government, and also to look ahead at trends still to come that they're monitoring at this time. One of the hottest areas, he says, for both the private and public sector is mobile.
Today's information is increasingly being delivered to the greatest part of our population through mobile devices. It may be text and SMS oriented, but the take-up of smartphones is a double-digit growth market, and we know we expand the reach of government when we do it through mobile devices because it reaches populations that otherwise, we might say, are excluded.
Along those lines, McClure says the newly revamped USA.gov website is serving as a showcase for some of the government's own mobile apps.
We have about 22, 23, 24 mobile apps that have been created by government agencies. Some of them already existed, but they were buried about 8 websites below the main portal, and trying to get there was probably a task. So we've elevated some of these up for more use and recognition.
Some of these mobile federal apps take you to pools of information, while others, he says, take you to services.
It's like the MyTSA, which will give you the wait times at many major airports based on crowdsourced information of people standing in line. We figure if you're going to stand in line, you can pull your phone out before you get there and see how long you might be standing in line rather than having to go to the radio, television, or you're not going to have your laptop in front of you while you're driving. Our product recall is the ability to go into a store. You remember that ad last night that the baby carriage was recalled, but you can't remember which one. You can pull it up on your app, punch in the product code number, and it will tell you whether there's a match or not.
And McClure says they're exploring the possibilities of other cutting-edge mobile technologies.
Someday, we hope we get to the point where we're using things like red laser, where you can actually take your phone, if it has a camera, scan the barcode, and it would instantaneously tell you whether that product is under recall.
That's the GSA's Dave McClure. At the Reagan Trade Center in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.